Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 43. In this episode, I'll review an article I used to answer the drug information question, can olanzapine be given intravenously? And I'll share a resource for finding free, open access medical education content. The article I want to discuss in this episode is titled Intravenous Droperidol or Olanzapine as an Adjunct to Midazolam for the Acutely Agitated Patient. The lead author is Esther W. Chan, and this article was published in Annals of Emergency Medicine in January of 2013. Olanzapine is labeled in the U.S. for intramuscular use only, but intravenous administration of medications is often preferred to IM due to a faster onset of action and less discomfort for the patient. The purpose of this study was to determine the efficacy and safety of IV droperidol or olanzapine as an adjunct to IV midazolam for rapid sedation of acutely agitated patients. The authors undertook a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled, double-dummy clinical trial in three emergency departments in Australia from August 2009 to March 2011. 336 adult patients requiring IV drug sedation for acute agitation were randomized to receive placebo, droperidol 5 mg, or olanzapine 5 mg via IV bolus. This was immediately followed by incremental IV midazolam boluses of 2.5 to 5 milligrams until sedation was achieved. The primary outcome was time to sedation. Secondary outcomes were the need for rescue sedatives and adverse events. Baseline characteristics were similar across groups. The differences in medians for times to sedation between the control and droperidol and control and olanzapine groups were 4 minutes and 5 minutes, respectively. At any point, patients in the droperidol and olanzapine groups were about 1.6 times more likely to be sedated compared with controls. Patients in the droperidol and olanzapine groups required less rescue or alternative drug use after initial sedation. The three groups' adverse event profiles and lengths of stay did not differ. The authors concluded that IV droperidol or olanzapine as an adjunct to midazolam is effective and decreases the time to adequate sedation compared with midazolam alone. Now, in this study, no adverse consequence associated with IV administration of olanzapine was identified. Unfortunately, with only 336 patients across three groups, the study was not powered to detect differences in adverse event rates. And a significant number of patients, over 30%, did not have a repeat EKG, which is really not surprising given the challenges of caring for acutely agitated patients. But because of this, QTC prolongation may not have been identified. Occasionally, when parenteral olanzapine appears to be the best choice of medication for a patient, I will recommend IV over IM administration of olanzapine. The data is not sufficient, in my opinion, to recommend IV olanzapine routinely when other agents or routes of administration that have been studied more extensively are a good option. I'd love to hear what you think about using olanzapine IV. Is this something you already do, or would you wait until more data is available? Use the SpeakPipe widget at the end of these show notes at pharmacyjoe.com pharmacynation.com/episode43 and send me a voicemail with your thoughts. Now, the resource that I would like to share with you in this episode is for finding new, free, open access medical education content. And it is the FOAMED subreddit on the social media site reddit.com. The FOAMED subreddit aims to harness the constant stream of free medical education content across the web in a more accessible fashion than Twitter or RSS feeds. I always find several informative links when I visit the FOAMED subreddit. So check it out using the link in my show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode43. I've created a free 5-episode podcast that explains what it takes to start a medical podcast. I would really appreciate if you would help get my new podcast noticed by others in iTunes. All you need to do is head over to pharmacyjoe.com/helpjoe and subscribe and rate my new podcast in iTunes. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.